Anyway, let's look at the satellite picture first. The main feature is the 990 low, which is really wrapped up low in the Tasman. There's various fronts and troughs extending up to the west of New Caledonia, and certainly Windstar would attest to that. This low is moving east to New Zealand, it'll be over Westport soon, and the winds are colliding with the northeast winds coming down from the 1028 high, which is over New Zealand. You will have heard that our bar is 1027. So a lot of disturbance between New Zealand and New Caledonia. That passage will be affected by this today, but it's going to just be fairly rapid. So nothing to worry about really. Elsewhere, the cloud from this New Zealand high extends right up through the passage route to Fiji and Tonga. So that's what's causing those strong trade winds there. It goes right up to about 20 degrees south, depending on where you are. There'll be northeast to east winds there. Fiji and Vanuatu are looking pretty good. There's the odd cloud around, but except for there is a bit of a disturbance north of Fiji, actually, between Fiji and Vanuatu, the eastern islands there. It won't affect Fiji, but it is heading for Vanuatu and will probably be there tomorrow. But I don't think there's anyone up there in, on those eastern islands at this point. All right, the passage routes. For those that are bound to New Caledonia, the wind that Distracted reported was a bit higher than what the model said. They're talking about 20 to 30 knots sort of around from the northeast, around the Norfolk area. It looked, 20 to 25 north-northeast on the models. There is that front, of course, but it's really moving quite quick, so tomorrow certainly they'll be looking at southwest winds around the 15 knots, and then on Friday it'll back a bit more south-southeast probably. But anyway, the new 1034 high, which is at the bottom of Australia at the moment, it extends right up through the passage route, sort of a squashed look, right up to Fiji really, and that will give around the 20 knots of southeast. All right, looking at the Fiji passage. 'Bit hard to tell because I don't know where anybody is, but close to New Zealand there's north-northeast. Further up it's east-northeast going east. 20 to 25 knots with that front approaching. Then, late Thursday, there'll be a cull area, so not very much at all. So make hay while the sun shines, you folks. There'll be just that gap in between. So it's not a great passage for you guys, but you're getting there and away from these chilly mornings here. So basically do what you can until Friday when the new high will give you just a steady southeast trade. Now, going east, poor old local talent, stuck in the highs. They're reporting 4 knots from the south-southwest. And basically that high is just really, really slow moving. So I can't give you much joy there. You'll just have to be patient, bring out the books, sit on the deck, try fishing, whatever, and eventually it will move off. All right. Looking at Wallis, Janet has reported from there today, east 19. It looked like east southeast, sort of on the 15 to 20 mark, so pretty much the same. Oh, the Lark reported east 18, but it's looking like east southeast right through the week, east southeast southeast because of that low. And it could be Wednesday, looks pretty strong actually, 20 to 25. But the rest of it is about 20, and Friday will be dropping down to about 15. So quite pleasant there. Tonga, pretty much the whole area has got moderate to fresh southeast, strong at times. The outlook for Wednesday is east to southeast. Just a typical trades this week. Same with Fiji, strong wind warning there, but a bit stronger. Southeast at 20 to 30, and rough to very rough seas. So probably not a good time to be moving around. Now, I know there's a lot of people waiting in New Zealand for this next window. David will be back today, so I'm going to get him on the job tomorrow. So I won't comment too much, but I know my models here are certainly showing a low forming, and it is not until about the 22nd, 23rd of May time frame, but that's a long way out. And it looks like it's going to be on the passage route to Tonga. You might get away with it going to Fiji because it sort of forms on the models, comes as if it's going southwest, but then goes southeast and disappears from the system. So it is a pretty decent one, but it is a long way away. And we'll just keep an eye on it and see what happens. But yes, it is showing up on the models. And we'll just have to have a look at that as it happens. All right, not much more. I'll just see if there's anything else on here. On streaming. Yep. Bravo, good morning. Yes, everybody's there. And nothing much more I don't think has come through on the reports. So, is there anybody with anything for Gulf Harbour Radio? Oh, hang on a minute, there's Astarte have reported in. They're at Mars and Co. So, yep, nothing much more here. Anybody with anything? Well, I've got you pretty good, Gavin. So, looks like you might be hunkered down a bit there. You're getting a bit more than was planned, over.
Not too bad. I could have been more accurate, sort of 17 to 29, but... The wind's been going through the east much slower than the group or our forecast indicated. So we've kept on up the eastern side of North Dakota.
Yeah, and as I mentioned, it's I don't know that you're going to get too much. Well, you know, it looked as if you would get good strong headwinds, but it's going to be quite quick. It's just a matter of dealing with it and knowing that it's not going to last too long, over.
Yeah, no, that's a roger. I quite agree with that. As long as we're sort of off the top of Norfolk when it goes north, and looking at the northwest, I don't think it's going to be much in it, over.
No, it looks quite good. And if you get close to Norfolk, that'll give those Aussie customs people something to do. When we were there was a few people on passage going from Newcastle to New Zealand, and they were hovering near. And, of course, they move around and see them, but they won't get on the air because they're not really considered acceptable people by the locals. So they like to use their telephones. And I said to them, well, you know, people aren't going to telephone you to tell you that they're going close, because, of course, they think that anyone close to Norfolk in their territorial waters should be reporting in. So, yeah, if you did get close to them, it would give them something to do for the day, over.
Yeah, no, look, hopefully we won't see the island. It's all a bit shallow off the northern end, so we'll stay well clear of it. You know, we went past it coming home last time, and didn't really see a lot of activity. Certainly did nothing on the radio, over.
No, they don't seem to like to use the radio. In fact, I took the radio from them to talk to the boat that had actually contacted them to come in, and they said, oh yeah. but it'd be pretty cloudy and murky at the moment, but hopefully all goes well. But yeah, nothing much more. You're booming, and boy, your radio is really good, Gavin, over.
Oh, that's good to hear, Chris. As I'm looking out the window at the moment, the sky has lightened considerably. When I did that report, it was still dark, but there's quite a lot of blue sky up there now, over.
Oh, that's interesting. Hang on a minute. I'm just going to go back to the... Oh, I see. I can just work out where Norfolk is. There's a little tiny dot on this thing here. It looks actually more cloudy than what you've got. So, yes, you could just... Well, there's just a little light bit. So, I wouldn't crack out the swimsuits yet, because it looks a bit thicker coming at you, over. Very brief, so no problem at all. Alrighty, well, you'll hear David's voice. He's looking really good, so he'll be on air tomorrow morning. I'm sure he'll be happy about that, and I won't be waking him up every few hours to take his blood pressure and jab him and whatsoever, so you'll get a good night's sleep tonight, and we'll be back again tomorrow. So alrighty, clear with you. Is there anybody else before I give it to Navir to talk to the Lark? Anybody else?
Another
adventure. Go ahead, Frank.
Could you please put my life in the board on the way? It's just too wet outside in the country. This is bad for the
Oh yeah, anybody that calls in the morning, I put that on the air, and yeah, for that reason, it's often a bit rough to deal with a computer. So yeah, no, absolutely, it will go on. That reminds me, anybody that emails us from Winlink, if you wouldn't mind just putting the WL2K in the subject line with the two bars, because sometimes I forget, and it means I have to keep doing things. Because if you email into us, Gulf Harbor Radio, or one of the other addresses, the email that comes back to you will be from our home address, which will not be on your whitelist if you are Winlink users. So just to make sure I remember, if you could just put that in the subject line so that the email goes through. All right, nothing much more from here. Is there anybody else for Gulf Harbor Radio? Nothing heard, and I'm on net control on the Marine Net on Tuesday mornings. For those that are ham radio licensed,